they occur when the tyrant releases a little bit, the Russian effect, very, very little comes. And it stops. And
really?
Gives them more, and the rising expectation, not quite the same thing.
Uh-huh.
The rising expectation of further Russian revolution, that's
just
stopped,
really.
And then
really?
He stops, and that's when the wave really comes, because he let up a little bit.
I don't know.
That's
really
interesting. A little reminiscent.
Right, there it is, it is. All right, we'll continue a little on Ubrin. Now, I don't know, he misunderstood me. I told him to give me a little, we need a little more Mamakai. He wrote part two, it's the same, put the same Mamakai, yeah. So, what?
He left out,
he what?
He left out Pei Dalim on the page.
Yeah, well, because I guess he thought we were only up to there. He misunderstood me. I was wondering why he didn't call me. All right, Izzy, can I have a Gemara Sanhedrin if you want? And a Rambam, is he? And a, what? And a Rambam shaved him. Okay, it's over there. The Rambam's to your left. Okay, now we in yesterday's parsha. Shkoyach. Last week's parsha, yesterday's parsha, so the mitzvi hits a guy, the ivri, and Moshe Rabbeinu, can I just have a chumash? Thanks. Thank you. It says Chazal, he looked to see the Yarbis of Loisim. He wanted to see what's doing with them. According to Chiddush Rim, we would have to touch the Yar. He wanted to see if they're really tolerating the Egyptian culture, right? Of course, Shavada means Vayar, he saw their sufferings. Vayar ish mitzvi make ish ivri. Right? Me'echov. So he saw an Egyptian, a guy, in other words, hitting a mitzvi. So he looked here and there. He saw nobody's looking. So he hit the mitzvi, in other words, he killed the mitzvi, and he hit him in the choil. So Rashi says,
he looked, in other words, he looked in Shleitzach and Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, and he saw nobody is going to come out of him. Right? And the Mele killed him. Later on, you have Dustin and Avim fighting with each other. Why are you hitting? So he says, Halageini ata oimer. Are you saying that you want to kill me? Kasher raktes a mitzvi. So Rashi, v'yomer halageini ata oimer. You mean to mikananu lemedim shaharguy b'shem hamafirish. Right? He killed him with the shem hamafirish. He killed him with the shem. He didn't beat him up. He used the shem hamafirish. Okay, so you'd say. Especially when you learn it, you say, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Yid, how much could he, a Yid can't really hit someone and kill him. You have to use Shema Mefayrish, right? You have to use Shema Mefayrish. So now, the Gemara says, that from this pasuk you learn that a goy, Shehikas Yisrael, a goy that hits a Jew, gets killed. That's what you learn out from this pasuk. But the Gemara Sanhedrin learns out that Akum Shehikas Yisrael, so he's Nera Galav. Akum that kills Yisrael, that hits Yisrael, so he is Nera Galav. Right? He's Nera Galav. So the Rambam, when he brings
the...
What?
Hits or kills?
Yitzchak?
Hits or kills?
Hits. He hits, just for hitting.
Even if,
over here you don't see, he didn't kill, did you? Right, that's what the Gemara says.
You mean like Maka Ovid?
Here, the Gemara in the, what?
Contusion or blood like Maka Ovid?
No, it doesn't say, we'll see, one second, let's first see the Gemara. Here.
Which Gemara is this?
He didn't do it, do you have Nun Chesom Abayz? You don't have. No. That's why he asked for the Sanhedrin. No. It was supposed to be Nun Ches, okay. Anyway, so I'll read you over the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ben Oyvik Acham Abchenina." It's no Chesam Beis. Oyvik Acham Shehikas Yisrael Chayv Misa. Shenema VaYipen Kovacha VaYarki Enish VaYachas Amitzi. So when the Rambam, let's first see the Rambam on this halacha. So it's not in the sheet. Good point. What was the status of an Ivri before Kabbal Sotar? That's one thing. Okay, one second. We'll get to it. What?
If he was Mechayiv Misa, why does he have to look to see if somebody good is coming out to him?
Oh, very good, very good, very good.
And that question you can ask, why did he kill Haman? Haman had coming out from Shmaya Ve'Aftalia? If he would have looked at that, would they want him to kill Haman?
Oh, okay, good point. I mean, that's going on with his... With Gavriel's asking, right? Okay, one second. Let's first see the Rambam. Then we'll say over to Briskarov. Very good. Listen to this Rambam. Now, later on, the Gemara brings a goy is not allowed to learn Torah, and a goy is not allowed to rest. What? The Gemara calls it goy shabbos. Shabbos. It means any day of the week, the Gemara says. By the way, the Gemara says over there, we'll do another time, Afilu Sheni B'Shabbos. Even Monday. Right? Sippus Monday.
Not Sunday,
I guess. Census. Yeah, Mestamet's the census. Mestamet said even Sunday. And the census took it out. Mestamet, that's the Pashas. The Ponimi office has Psegansa Pilpa, but the Pashas is the census took it out. Exactly. All right. Anyway, so the Rambam brings all these halachas together. Right? He says, let me just first look up what it is. Ben Shabalisha, Zion, Pekir. I mean, one after another, let's see, Pekir, Alach of Vav. Yeah. Goy Shehika Yisrael, Afilu Chavel Boy, Afapishu Chayv Misa, Eina Nerag. So first of all, it's Mashan Ramam, Afilu Chavel Boy. He doesn't necessarily have to draw blood. Somebody asked before, does he have to draw blood? Afilu chavel bo. As long as he hit him. Apishu chayv misa, einoi nerag. Even though he's chayv misa, he's not nerag. The Rambam learns that he doesn't get killed. Now the Rambam also, on goy shasik b'tar says chayv misa. Chayn goy shashavas afili b'yayim yayim ha'chayl, mimayis ha'chayl. Im asa atzal asa kamo shabbos, Chayv Misa, which could be Thanksgiving, by the way. Because Rambam says,
what does he learn from that?
Ein tzach loyma im asa moyed la'atzma. What?
Where do you see the first part that if you hit a Jew, you'll Chayv Misa?
The Gemara says that.
No, but from where?
Oh, the Gemara learns that from Moshe Rabbeinu.
No, but that's what we had to think, the fact that he had to see what was going to come out of him. That seemed to assume that there's something extra from that
part. Oh, what do you mean?
In effect, is that he would have been Chayv Misa.
He gets that.
That's what he is.
Right.
Okay, good. So we'll get it. But the Rambam says, by the way, in tzach loyim oisem moyed la'atzmoy. If he's kaveya a moyed, Thanksgiving could be also for goyim. Pashas it is in Rambam. All right. Kol shel dava ein manichin oisem lachadish das lasus mitzatzmoy. Okay. But anyway, the Rambam learns these halachas. You don't get killed. So Briskarov says beautifully, because what you just asked, what Gavriel just asked, he says, what do you mean? Two things. What do you mean that he looked? Since when a guy's chayv misa, right? So Bezin says, wait a minute, one second, how could you give this guy chayv misa? He's going to have a bal tshuva coming out from him. Some has been bal tshuvas coming out from people who are rishayim. I mean, right? So what, he says, how could we go ahead and kill him?
Besen has no right to make such cheshbonos. The Gemara even. Nadi Behuda is even aimed on it. The Gemara says that the Besen doesn't make such cheshbonos. You're not allowed to make such cheshbonos. But when it comes to Misa B'dei Shemayim, then you do. Why? Because the Misa B'dei Shemayim, that's the Rebbeinu Shem's cheshbon. Right? People, a person's chayv kares. We see plenty of people eating chaylev and doing all kinds of yisurim. And they know it's us, and they live a long life. What happened? It's not our cheshbon. The chayv kares doesn't mean the Rebbeinu Shem is going to give him kares. Maybe. We don't, that's not the chayv. You're chayv kares, that's for sure. You did something which is mechayv your kares. But the Rebbeinu Shem has cheshbonos. So he says, what is it? So you see, the Rambam holds that he's only chayv misa, meaning he's chayv a misa b'dei shemayim. That's not your business to make sure he's chayv misa. He's just telling you, he's telling you, you're chayv misa. No one's going to take care of it, but you are chayv misa. That's the pshat Moshe Rabbeinu killed b'shem ha'mefayrish. Moshe Rabbeinu brought about the misa b'dei shemayim. Whatever that is, that's the type of misa. In other words, to kill him with his hands, that he couldn't, because according to the Rambam, he's not chayv misa. Masha ain keng misa b'dei shemayim is, that's the shem ha'mefayrish. Shem ha'mefayrish means he killed him misa b'dei shemayim. And that's why he looked. Vayipen kovacha, he looked raw. He made cheshbonos. Rather, when you kill someone, it's chayv misa. You can't have cheshbonos. If he's chayv misa, he's chayv misa. Bezin doesn't make such cheshbonos. But over here, just the Rambam understood that since it's in the psukim, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu killed him with shem ha'mefayrish, and he looked to see if somebody would come after him. So it's not a din that he's chayv misa. It's a din that he has a chayv misa on him. But we can't be mechayv misa. That's the Rambam. Okay. Comes along the Chiddush Rani, he brings the Rambam, and he goes into, what is this Isser exactly? Suppose you learn, is the Isser to kill, to hit another Jew? So somebody asked before, Moshe asked, what's the status, what would his status this? He says, they were really B'nai Noyach before Matan Torah. They were really B'nai Noyach, right? It's not clear why the Gemara had to say Ivri then. Maybe guy kills another, hits another guy. Okay, it's Chayv Misa. But big, you know, let them do it. If they want to do it, this isn't the Chayv Misa. But he says, Lav Davka. Even if it hits another guy, it's Chayv Misa. So he says, what is it? What's the Makar, the Issa? The Issa is Gezel. Stealing. You steal from a person his blood, he says. You're making a bleed. So that itself is part of the Issa Gezel. And the guy is chayv on gezel. It's one of the Zayin mitzvahs. According to the Rambam, it's one of the surim that a guy has that are not included in the Zayin mitzvahs. For instance, learning Torah, maybe. Right? The Gemara says could be that's on the gezel. Goy sheshavas. So the Rambam holds is another one. And it's going to have Zayin mitzvah, and then a few that they're also, but they're not like the Zayin mitzvahs that you don't kill them. Goy sheshavas, goy sheshavasik b'teira, and goy shehika Yisrael. Mashainkin, the Ram brings a shita that it means even to go ahead and be choyvel another goy, and it's because of gezel. Because you have a certain ownership on your body. A certain ownership. And Mimele, if you have that ownership on your body, when you hit him, it's like you steal from him. So it's part of the din of gezel. That's what the Ram says. Alright, so, right, everybody, that's the Ram. He brings a shita. At the end, he's choyzi, he says, not true. This shita, because why did the Gemara Taka say Ivri? It means because it was Kedushas Yisrael, which is a shmuz. What Ramesha asked before, what was their status? Avada, their status was they were goyim. That's muchach in a lot of Rashi's and Gemara's came out. They had a status of goyim. But certainly, they zich had Kedushas Yisrael. Some kind of Kedushas Yisrael. Avada, they didn't have Kedushas Yisrael as a yochid, meaning they weren't chayv and tariyag mitzvahs. But as an am, they were already called that they had some kind of Kedusha Sa'am. They were chayav, Mila, so they had a Kedusha. But the Ram brings a shita that a guy hits another guy's chayav misa. So we're going to say over Kasha from the Chalkas Yayav. And discuss it a little, see what you say. The Chalkas Yayav was what's called a Talmud Chaver of the Avnei Nezer. Talmud Chaver, like the Gemara says, he was a Talmud, but he was like his own age, a peer. But, you know, he held himself to be a Talmud Avnei Nezer. He was a very big goyin. Mamasha, a very big goyin. It's called Kula Taira. So he wrote a sefer called Chalkas Yayav. He was a Polish, a godlet, you know, from the Polish. He was a Sochet Shavachar, a Shtikl Gera, maybe, I'm not sure. And he wrote a kuntrist called Kava de Kashyasa.
It's a Gemara. The Gemara says kavod kasha, so like a hard pit of a date. That's what Gemara says. So he wrote 103 kashas. Kava has been gematria, like 103 hard kashas, and there's svarim written on it. Rav Michal Feinstein, Zichron Levracha, who was lived a few years ago, he was close to 100. He was in the hospital. You remember Michal? He was in the hospital a few years ago, and it was very hard for him to learn. So his sons came, and they read to him all the kashas from the Kava Kashasa, and he answered each one of them without any svarim. So they printed it, Some amazing things. But people, there's svarim written on this sefer. So he has like 103 shtaka kashas. So this is the 18th of his 103rd kasha over here. And you'll see, because when you hear a kasha, it doesn't sound so shver. So we'll try to, you know, just talk about it first. What's his kasha? His kasha is the following. We learned last week that you can't, that if a guy, Rambam Nezikin too, if you want. You know, make sure you hold on to this. It's going to be worth a lot of money one day. It's so antiquated. I haven't seen this.
Are you talking about the machine
or
the tape?
Yeah, the machine, everything. Yeah. All right. Anyway. Well, he might make money on it.
Mine is worth more.
What? Not as old as yours. That's like 1960s. The Gemara we learned last week says that a guy that kills Ubrin, right? Guy that kills Ubrin is Chayav Misa. A guy that is Mapil, right? Does abortion. Aborts is Chayav Misa. Now, we mentioned that Tosfos says that a Yid is also not allowed to do it. And we said there's a big shaila, what's the Issa exactly for a Yid to do it. In other words, we know it's Asa, because if it's Asa to a guy, it has to be Asa for a Yid. But what is that Issa? Right? So, as the doctors know, Dr. Kaya mentioned also last week, that the Tzitz Eliezer, that sometimes it's Mutter. And, Chumat Zlan, you shouldn't, you know, pass on your own, but there are Shilas. These Shilas happen sometimes. A girl gets pregnant, sometimes this, that. It's not, you know, different situations where they bring about an abortion. And these are very shvei shas, and Moshe held its mamash ritzicha. But the Marit says the Issa is not ritzicha. There's no ritzicha. That's the Gemaras we learned that there's no Issa ritzicha. It's a Mishnah. But it's still called chavala. It's still called being chayvel. In other words, the Uber is enough nefesh, because you see, we hold like, which is also machoik sushayim, by the way, but we machal Shabbos for an Uber. Right? If it's a sakana only for the Uber. Nowadays they say it's Shaykh, no, Dr. Kari? That should be only a sakana for the Uber and not the mother. The Rosh says, which is not the Metzias nowadays, it's hard to know what he means exactly, that you can be Mechal Shabbos Uber because anyway it's a sakana for the mother. It's not, right? It's not necessary, Dr. Kari? It's not necessary. Yeah. You can have a sakana only for the mother. What? Yeah, is that?
Only for the Uber.
For the Uber, I mean, not for the mother. Okay, good. But the Rosh, maybe it was day, those days, maybe the Teva was Nishtana. These are very hard things to know. I mean, there are people who know these things, but, you know, just push it the way we're learning. It's hard to know. But a koponim, he's enough nefesh that if you chayvel him, that's called a chaval. That's what the Marit says. That's just an introduction. So we're not going to go now with the idea that it's called ritzicha. Okay, so frek the chelkes yayiv. This the way he seems to ask it. The way he asks it, he says, in order to be mapple, nowadays, in order to a woman to abort, you could probably use some kind of drug, right? Imagine, is that true?
Yeah, yeah. Dosin to a point.
What?
Dosin to a point, yeah.
To what?
You use
dosin. Yeah, all right. So it's kasha doesn't make sense. Once, I don't know when, but in the old days, to be mapple, how did they mapple? They hit, what? Is that true? They hit the woman, is that true? Or, you don't know. What? Doesn't sound right? What? No? What'd they do? I don't know.
They
would puncture the what? The Vlad?
Yeah.
How would they do it?
How did they do it?
A hanger.
That's Jerry.
Well, you're upset.
It depends when.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about like 100 years ago at least.
Yeah.
I mean, when? What part of the?
What part of
the pregnancy? Yeah. How would they do it then?
They do the medication. They could scrape it out. They could.
But I don't think medication. 150 years ago, let's say.
Oh, so probably they didn't have.
What they do?
150 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Huh? It sounds from his kashis that he used to give a knack to the mother. I don't know, some kind of knack to the mother. That's what it seems. What?
Rambam uses the lashon and no gave his isha
v'yotzi. Yeah, right. No give a seat. So what? I don't know. I mean, his kashi doesn't make sense unless let me tell you his kashi, and then you tell me what he's asking. So he asks. Why do you need a pasuk that you're not allowed to be abort if the guy is hitting the woman anyway, the mother, and he's causing a chavala by her? And according to the Ran, in other words, if you say that the issa is dafka to hit a Jew, okay, so you hit a goyish woman, there's no issa, but he's killing the uber. So you need a special pasuk to tell me that it's an issa to abort the uberin. But if you say, like the Ram brings a shita, that a goy hits another goy, he's chayv misa, in order to abort, you have to hit the woman. That's what he's assuming. You have to hit the woman.
You have to bring out blood.
No, that's what he's saying. Right, so. Oh, 1 sec. That's an answer. You're right.
I mean, maybe if you hit the woman and you don't draw out blood, you're not chayv misa. So you could hit her and not cause her to bleed, but cause her to abort.
So that's a shot. Do you need to go ahead and, yeah. But that's his kasha. So he, of course, you right away think, what do you mean? Just give us some medicine, and what has it got to do with it? Obviously, that's what they did. So let's even assume this is pre before. This kasha is a kasha before. But Avada, the answer to this very simply, I think Jeremy's saying, is what if the woman says, listen, go ahead and hit me? Now, let me just first explain like this. In other words, there's they ask a famous kasha, everybody knows. Masha brings this kasha from the Mizrahi. Masha asks, how come Avram Avinu didn't mal himself? He did all the mitzvahs. He did all the mitzvahs. So why did he wait till he was 100 to mal himself? Why did he mal himself as soon as he started being Mekayim mitzvahs? That's the Masha brings a kasha Mizrahi. It's a famous kasha. Right? Masha happens to answer, no, he only started keeping mitzvahs after he did the bris mila. That's when he started keeping mitzvahs, which is not Masha and Chazal that way. But that's the kasha. So in this kasha, the Pasha Teretz is, because he knew he was going to get the mitzvah, and he wanted to be mitzvah v'oise, he wanted to be commanded, you know, he knew that he would have the command. Other mitzvahs, he didn't have to do it. But the Achreinim, I think the Chassam Sefer, even the Mesher Chachm, I think, says in one place, he says he was not allowed to do bris mila, because a guy can't be chayvel, right? According to this Ran, a guy is not allowed to be chayvel. And if a guy can't be chayvel, so, en achrami, how are you allowed to do bris mila to a child? You're hurting him anymore. Not hurting him. You're being chayvel him. The Torah says, but the Torah said so. But he didn't have the mitzvah, so how can he chayvel himself? Now that's, I don't hear that. According to the Ran, what is the issa of chavala? Stealing. There's no din of stealing from yourself. Ah, you'll tell me, but it's a Mishnah, a person not allowed to hit himself. The Pashup shot, even though the Ram is not Mashrei, the Gemara says, where's the issa to be chayvel himself? You want to be chayvel himself, because it's a day. Where do we learn out from? Anybody remember? The Gemara says, from Nazir. Because by Nazir it says that he's called a choyte. Why is he called a choyte? Shitzir atzma min hayayin. Right? Shitzir atzma min hayayin. Because he abstained himself from drinking wine. That's a tzar. A person has to drink wine. Right? He has to drink. You went ahead and you took upon yourself Nazir. So Gemara says, so Kolshke, you're not allowed to hit yourself. It has nothing to do with the Issa Chaval. You're not over the level of Yosef. Rama's Masha, you are Shnickel, because he puts it together. But the Vada Poshtas of the Pashas of Gemara is, there's a separate issa called to mitzar yourself, which Goyim don't have. They don't have the din in the Ziris. Mechetaisi it's also. So that teretz wouldn't apply, because the issa chavala, if it's stealing, you're allowed to steal from yourself. That's A. Right? So one is, you could say, the poshet is that you went ahead and you were meichel. She was meichel. Right? She was meichel. Or she did it to herself. What if a woman aborts herself? She gives herself a knack. If you're allowed to give yourself a knack, so then, this kasha would make sense. What's this old kasha? Why do I need a pasuk? You're not allowed to kill Ubrin. It's anyway you're being chayvel in the mother. But the mother's allowed to be chayvel herself. She don't be meichel. Also, and this is in the Rishonim, it comes out not that way, but just to bring it up. There's a Gemara where a woman, Rahman Atzlan, dies while she's pregnant. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to take a knife through Rishus Rabin and cut the mother, to Gemara Erechin,
and cut the mother up to take out the child. Right, the Gemara goes there. What's the issue exactly? To cut the mother? She's dead. You're allowed to cut a dead person, only a live person. The Gemara says, no, it means you're allowed to carry the knife through Rishus HaRabim. So Taisa says, you see from there that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for an embryo. So Taisa says, no raya. Why? Because he's not called an embryo anymore. Because Kol Zman, that he's not tolling the mother's life, even though he didn't come out yet, it's called a Leida. That's called a birth. But according to Tosis Havamina, that would be another case. You're bought. You hit the mother, but she's dead already. But since Kash is hard to hear exactly what he's asking. But let's...
Did he say in the Kash that he was the mother?
Yeah, the Chayvel, that's what he...
So
he doesn't say that. That's why I thought at least this Kash could be, let's talk about that he's Chayvel the Uber itself. If you hold, like the Maritz says, that there's an Issa Chavala towards the Uber, so what do you need? Then his kasha makes sense, even though the words, Gavriel's right, that's the way he should ask. In the words, he doesn't seem to ask, unless maybe, you know, it's not expressed the way clearly. But you read the words, Masha, because you're being chayvel the mother. Maybe he meant that. But anyway, you kapon him. Why is that being called being chayvel in the child itself? You see, the Marit calls a chavala. Why is that called chavala? So let's assume that's the kasha. Okay? So now, we have to assume that why can't you ask this on every Ritzicha? What do you need a pasuk? A guy is not allowed to kill another guy. Why is that called Chavala? Because again, in Ritzicha, that's for sure, you don't have to do a Chavala. Ritzicha, you can avada and kill him with medicine. That the Gemara knew about. That Zicha the Gemara had. What he asks is because in his days there was no medicines, I guess, to abort. I guess that's... Okay, so let's go even before that. But I want to say very poshut like this. In the din Ritzicha, this is an interesting halacha. Let's listen to this halacha of the halacha of the Tzicha. This is Negeya. The Rambam says in Perek... Yeah, he has it here. Yeah. Okay. The last page.
There's no Indian
Akroma. Oh, very good. Exactly. What do we call that in English?
Causation.
What? Causation. That's pretty easy. All right. Right. That's this Rambam. Let's take a look at this Rambam. Ben Noyach Halacha Dalet. Ben Noyach Shaharag Nefesh. Afilu Uber Bemei Imoy Neragalov. Now, the fact that the Rambam brings it together, Shaharag Nefesh, Afilu Uber Bemei Imoy, is clear in the Rambam that it's an Isserit Sicha. That the din, I say this because the Minchas Chinuch in two places says that the din of killing embryos is not Ritzicha, no, Rameshel, it's Ritzicha even by Jews. The Minchas Chinuch says even by Goyim. It's just an Issa to kill Ubrin. There's an Issa called Arigas Ubrin. He says it's a special pasuk. Shayfak Dam Adam, it's a special din. Just like Goy can't eat even a chai, he can't do this. He can't kill Ubrin. He says it's an Issa. I think maybe he brings the Marit. It's a Zachavola. The Rambam's clear, not that way. I mean, the Rambam, it's very hard to read the Rambam. Ben Nech Sharga Nefesh, Afilu Uber. What is he putting it together? It should be a separate Issa. Afilu Ben means it's called a Nefesh. By Goyim, it's called a Nefesh. In fact, we'll see a Rambam another time, Yitzhak Shem, that could be even by Eden, it's called a Nefesh. We'll see. But Ben Noyach Shaharag Nefesh, Afilu Uber Bemei Imoy Neragalov. V'cheinim harak treifa, also big chiddush. It's not clear where the Rambam got this from. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin says, if one kills a treifa, means, what would you say in English, a treifa? Somebody has,
Terminal
illness. I guess so, but a treifa, no, it's not really. It means, the Gemara says, a hole in the lung, he's going to die. A treifa. A treifa means a behemoth that's going to die. So you have such a thing in a human being. Basically, Gemara describes that the person has a hole in one of their arm that caused death. So nowadays they say it's terminal illness, but it's not lav dafka that type. But what it means is the person is dying. That's what it really means. Which is, by the way, the whole big shaila of transplants nowadays, because you're killing the person when you. That's what they usually do, right? The person, I think, right? Is that the person is like in a certain coma, but he's technically a pialach, he could be still called alive. And you're taking out his liver, you're taking out his heart, you're killing them. The shaila is, but you're saving the other person. But since you can't do one nefesh,
Shaila, is he called a nefesh or not? Because since he's a treifa, he's not on the same level as the other person. Maybe it's not called nefesh. But you see, the Rambam says, as far as goyim, it is called ritzicha. The shaila is called bayas. Because the Gemara says, if you kill a treifa, you're potter. You're potter. So the Shvei Gemara, because Pshat is he's going to die. Every person is going to die. What does it mean? The Gemara says because he's going to die. Tarot says he's going to die because of this thing. Okay? So what's the difference? If you know a person's going to live another day, but he's not a... The din is your potter. You're chayim. I'm sorry. You can't kill. You have to be Mechal Shabbos in this person. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch goes into these shahs. Are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a tray for... All right? The Pashas, I think, it's all his make, right? Yeah? I think so. What? For a?
I for
Goises. For Goises. Goises and Trefa. What?
Goises is more than
Trefa. No, not really. Goises because the simonim work. That's what the Gemara 9 has. The Gemara the simonim are cut. But the Maisa think they are. And nowadays it's usually Goises. It's not a Trefa. Goises is different. Anyway, so the Rambam says like this. Here, the Gemara says, okay, I just don't want you to think. Akol moedim b'dharigus a treif shu potter. B'goyis b'dei shalam shu chayiv. Lo nechu k'boyis mar medamele a treif or mar medamele a goyis. The Gemara says, my time lo medamele a treif, a treif mechad ches simonim. Right, so vadi allowed to say, the Gemara never says, behed you can save a treif. I mean, Chas Chinuch goes into those shayilas. Okay, I think they do now. They say, you could. I mean, lalach. Okay, whatever. But anyway, the Rambam says, "V'cheinim harak treifa." By a guy, he gets killed treifa. Oy shekovsay v'nasla. No, it's a guy ties up, right? A guy ties up another guy. V'nasla lefne'ari. He puts him in front of a lion. In other words, he didn't kill the guy. The lion. Now the Gemara says, "A guy be yidin," that the din is your potter. It's not, you know, it's zicha. You don't come out nucky from it. But the Gemara says that you're potter. The Gemara says all kinds of cases. A guy's under the water and you put your foot on top of his head and don't let him come up. That's not called killing him because in the position he was, he's drowning anyway. Otherwise, he gets up. You're just not allowing him to get up. Right? You left him and he starves to death. So you didn't kill him. So by a guy, hoyo vehemis mikol makum nerak. Since you killed him, no matter what, and it was by goy, you chayv misa for all these cases. And the Reb Chaim Oizer and others bring another Rambam in Hilchos Ritzicha. The Rambam in Hilchos Ritzicha. Here, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says Kol Ahoyrig Perik Beis in Hilchos Ritzicha. Kol Ahoyrig Chaveiro gets killed. Ava Soicher. Let's say you rent out, you get a hitman. Seicha hoirig laharigus chaveira. O shesholach avoda vargo. O shekofas chaveir v'nichol efnei ari. Ukiyev vargos achaya so forth. Kol echad me'elu is sheifich damim hu. You're called a sheifich damim. V'oven ariga b'yodoi. V'chayev misa b'dei shemayim. V'ein mehen misas bezin. So now, the Rambam wasn't explicit about a treifa, but a lot of chreinim, the Reb Chaim Oizer, Dr. Kara says, that since the Rambam mentioned some things that are also by a goy, so it's vice dice that whatever a goy is not allowed to do is called some kind of isav shefich damim by yid. And that's why Reb Moshe held that a uba could be, but a treifa also. But he says, u'minayim shekein hu adin, sherehu oimer, Shefech dam ha'odom be'odom dama yishofech. So the Rambam brings, it goes to all kinds of things. If you do it through a shliach, no. Unfortunately, it happened so many times. Alright. Es damchem l'naf shaseichem. Well, no, if they work in the kitchen, just to get a little warm in there. Es damchem l'naf shaseichem edroish. And so forth. The Rambam brings psukim that are by noyach. So what do you see from here? You see, and there's a tumim. Let me just mention the tumim. The tumim brings a mock. Where's this Rambam get this from? It's a medrash, interesting. In Noyach. A medrash in Noyach. And in the Rambam, it's mashma that if you get if somebody gets a shliach to do, right, you notice the Gevein Shliach Advar Veira. So what's the case?
that if you send the shliach laharig it's a nefesh potter. But the Gemara does say at the end, dinei zuta v'dinei rabba is enough to me if you hold ein shichat v'avera. In other words, it's not like you sent the shliach and that's it, you didn't do anything wrong. You did something wrong. Like dinei masel shemayim. It's a shtuk of masel like that Rambam. But the Tumim says it's not the pshat goyim have a din necessary of shichat v'avera, which is a shayla. Does goyim, do goyim have a din of shlichas v'avera? In other words, we know if I tell somebody, yeah, go do an issa, so ain't shlichas v'avera. What about a goy? So there are poiskim, the Avinu Lum brings poiskim that could be, it's also, because the goy does no svarv, diver rav, diver talmud, diver mishayman, maybe he is chayim. So one of the rays they want to bring is from this Rambam, because the Rambam says if a goy gets another goy to kill, he's chayim. So the Tumim says no, right, why? So listen to how the Tumim explains. He says, because what you see from this Rambam, which is a Medrash, is that the Isser of Ritzicha is not the doing of the act. It's the bringing about the act. In other words, there are certain Averis that you chayiv if you do. Most Averis. You got to do the Avera. I got to eat chaz. I got to be machal shabbos. If somebody does it, I make it be done. Right? I tell a guy, this, I got a good idea. Eat some chaz. So this wasn't a good idea. But it's not like I ate the chazir. I chazir was eaten. It was eaten by the second person, not by me. So by goy, it's the same thing. If a goy will tell another goy, go eat even menachai, he's not chayiv. But ritzicha, what the Torah was makpid in by goyim, is not the act of ritzicha, but the result of the ritzicha. That the ritzicha was done. Let me give you an example by us. The interesting halacha. Listen to this halacha. We know if you steal, right? If you steal a behemah, and you shecht it or you sell it, what's the din? Yechayev, dalid vehe, depending if the shor say. That's the din. There's a din that yechayev, a person steals a behema, and then he gets somebody, and then he shechts it, he's chayev, a tvachoy macharoy, he's chayev dal vehe. So there's a mishnah that if you got a shliach, a tavech al yidei acher, if you go ahead and you shecht, right, you stole a behema, and you want somebody else to shecht it, yechayev dal vehe. Frek the Gemara v'chi ze choyte v'ze mischayiv. How could that be that you do the chayt and the other person is mechayiv? So Gemara brings up psukim that is yesh shliach l'dvar v'eira by mechira t'vicha. It's one of the exceptions. So Poshup Shah in the Gemara is that even though kol atar kula is ein shliach l'dvar v'eira, we have two, three exceptions. Tvicha, Mi'ila, and Shlichas Yad. That's what Gemara says. So let's take Dalvei. So over there, there's an exception, Yesh Shlichas Dalvei. Means, even though Ein Shlichas Dalvei over here, says the Nesivis, that he's Medaik in Eloshon Shulchan Aruch, that if you send a cotton, what if you send a cotton to be Tevech? A guy, you steal, a person steals, and then he gets a cotton to Shecht. A cotton Shechita is a good Shechita. So he's Medaik, that he's Chayiv Dalad Vehei. The Mishalech is Chayiv Dalvei. Now how could that be? A cotton's not a shliach. Ish ksiv the parsha. Says the Nesivis, because the pshat, the Gzeres HaKosav is not that there is a shliach at Varveira. The pshat is, you don't have to do the Avera. You have to just make the Avera be done. You caused the Avera, the causation. The being goyer and the bringing about the Avera is what's the Avera. The Avera of Dal Vehei is not you shechting it. And Memela Yishlich is like you, Shlucha Shalom Kamaisai, and the Kash will be Sahaka the cotton, is not Yishlich. Terence says, no, you cause it. So that's what the Tumim says in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the din of Ritzicha is not a din you did the Ritzicha, but you caused the Ritzicha. That's why the Rambam says, you hired some, you did. That's different. Oh, so here's a big nafkamina. Now, we said, you see clear in the Rambam, not like the Minchas Chinuch, that Arigas Ubern is called Ritzicha. What was the Chalkis Yerv's kasha? Let it be Chavala. Let's assume even that was his kasha. But there's a big difference. Chavala, the Isser is for you to do the Chavala. Ariga Subrin, it's that you caused Ariga Subrin. So that's a big nafkamina. Oh, it's whether it falls under the category of Ritzicha or it falls under the category of Chavala makes a big nafkamina. If it's a din Chavala, it's like the other Zayin, it's Gezel. So Gezel is a pshat. A guy's not a steal. If a guy will get another guy to steal, right, it's a Mishnah. Right, if you get another person to steal from you, ain't shliach dvar veira by yid. What about by goyim? So some say they have the same thing, right? But the Tumim says no. Goyim also have ain't shliach dvar veira. Aye, the Rambam's mashu if you kill through another goy. That's what the Tumim says. The Issa, it could be a mistake. It could be the Tumim's kasha, and maybe The stipler says, I don't remember. But whatever it is, Achranim say such a word, that the pshat is by Ritzicha, it's not the pshat is the shlichus, but you bring about it. So Mimele, Chavala there is, because you don't have a pasuk, that's not the pasuk, it's only over here, Miyad, that's the Medrash, that's what he brings. Like the Rambam says, Miyad, Damchem, Edrash, all these psukim come to tell you, even if you send someone else. No, so that's just Nafka Baritzicha. You only learn it's Kasa Baritzicha. Ismail, that's the big Nafkamina. By the way, this Shaila is also like this. Where does this Shaila of Yeshiva Ve'ev come up in Shulchan Aruch? In Shulchan Aruch, it's, we mentioned the Issa of Spain. Right, Spain, is that what it's called?
Spade.
D, spading. No D. Spain. Spain. Or whatever. To be Messaris. A behemoth. So, to give your animal to a veterinarian, if it's a male at least, I mean, again, if you have females, ask first, but you're not allowed to do, that's an issa. So the Ashitas, they're not allowed to give it to a goy too. The Rambam himself, Paskins, that a goy is not allowed to castrate, he's not allowed to spay. It's an issa for a goy to do it. It's a manda in the Gemara, and the Rambam's choshechum, he's not chayv misa, you're not allowed to do it. So the shail is, can you give it to a goy to tell another guy to do it? In other words, some place can hold that you give it to a guy, you tell him, listen, here, Giuseppe, go to Dr. Giovanni and make him, you know, see, he's your shliach, to do it. So if you say, ain't shliach advaver, right, and I'm sorry, the not he's your shliach, the guy who's giving it, the other one is shliach. If you hold ain't shliach advaver, you won't able to fneiva. If the shliach advaver, then you able to fneiva, by telling the guy to go ahead and space. So that's where it comes up. If there is Shia Shechet Vavar, we'll do that another time.
What kind of meaning with all these Chumas that we have?
Which Chumas? Oh, no, so that's what the Rambam says. It's still, that's the Rambam in Ritzicha. But the Rambam still says that it's Asa to do it. That even though...
Send a letter.